had a rare couple of days off in Los Angeles a couple months ago, and for me, staying in my house is vacation time. My wife wanted to go to Mexico, and my argument was, hey, we're already in Los Angeles. Why go to Mexico? We're here. And she goes, if this is not Mexico. And I'm like, really? I open my door. We're up in the Hollywood Hills, okay? There's hardly anybody around us. We're at the top of a canyon. And I yell out, ¿Cómo estás? Bien. Is this Mexico enough for you? Asking me to go on vacation on a couple of days off is like asking a mailman to take a walk after his shift. You know what I mean? Kind of a dicky thing to do, you know? Just let me relax, okay? And I picked up a TV show, and we filmed late, and I didn't get into bed till like 3:30, 4. And the next morning at 8 o'clock, my wife wakes me up to tell me I can sleep in. And I'm like, I was doing that. You know that, right? I was already ahead of you. I was doing that very thing. And she's like, no, I want you to know where we're going, okay, and what's going on. I'm like, all right, what's going on? Well, Kelly and I, that's her Thelma and Louise girlfriend. Every girl's got one that they go off and do things with and get into hijinks, you know. And whether it's yard selling, shopping, going to Mail Reviews, going to bars and having cocktails and getting guys to hit on them like they're still single. Okay, every girl's got a Thelma and Louise girlfriend, okay? All right, and my wife's is Kelly. And Kelly's awesome, her husband's great. All right, I love them both. All right, they're wonderful people, I don't mind them, okay? I'm not jealous of my wife's friends, okay? So I was like, great, that sounds awesome. What are y'all gonna do? We're going on a 10-mile hike, and I'm like, what, 10 miles? Oh yeah, y'all raising money for cancer or something? 10 miles, okay, that does not sound like fun to me, okay? All right, if I'm going on a 10-mile hike, somebody's life is on the line, okay? Somebody close. Not just periphery friends, okay? I mean like close, family. Not even some of them, okay? If I'm walking 10 miles, either that or I'm being chased by a very slow monster, you know? And she says she's taking the babies, and Kelly's taking her dog. And I remember Kelly's dog is an English bulldog, okay? We have an English bulldog. They're great dogs, okay? But they're not the most healthy and fit animals, okay? They really aren't, okay? You got to give them a lot of TLC. And they're cantankerous, okay? All right, we have an English bulldog, all right? And I told my wife, and her name's Hoochie Mama, by the way. And Hoochie Mama is a super fat bitch. She is 58 pounds and 3 inches off the ground, okay? That dog is an ottoman, okay? Just walking around. Hello, baby. I've seen that fat bitch get winded eating. She was hilarious dog, okay? But not the most physically in shape, okay? Basically what I'm saying, if you're gonna take an English bulldog on a 10-mile hike, you're gonna be dragging a rock for 9.5 miles, okay? I said, y'all better put that dog up in the stroller with them babies, okay? And she's like, no, we'll be fine, whatever. I just want you to relax, okay? Stay in your house, enjoy your weeds or something. Okay, that sounds great. I'll be back about 6 o'clock, no problem. So I lay back down, I try to go back to sleep. I can't go back to sleep. I'm exhausted, but I'm like, you know, I'm gonna get up. I'm gonna watch a basketball game. I haven't done that. Let's do that. So I go, go downstairs, and I'm like, I got the whole house to myself. This is awesome, okay? I never have it to myself. There's always other people here, and it's all mine. This is awesome. So I'm like, I'm gonna wake and bake. I haven't done this in forever, okay? I know. It's legal in California, and I've dialed it back as is, but man, I had this one shot, so let's do this, right? I get the bowl of Cheerios, okay? It used to be my cereal preference used to be Cap'n Crunch, but I can't eat that when I'm smoking weed. It cuts your mouth all to hell. All right? And I needed a concave cereal, you feel me? All right, something not as sharp. Okay. And then I get the bong of death out. It's a triple diffuser, 24-inch gravity bong with a 3-gram bowl. Yeah, I got enough to get it done. I made the Cuban sandwich. I put in a gram of weed, then a gram of hash, and then a gram of weed on top of it. Yeah, I had enough to get it done. Trust me. Trust me. Okay, and make the cereal up, get a little juicy poo, and I take it all out on my back deck, overlooks the canyon. It's beautiful. I never smoke weed in my house. I believe in Jesus. And my wife hates that joke. Jews, it's so funny. So I'm down there, I'm eating a ball, hitting a ball, and a little juicy poo, okay? It's like, I got a whole day to myself, no problem. I get done 45 minutes later, I stand up. I almost had to sit down because I'm stoned like a biblical whore, okay? I'm like, I forgot how good this weed was, Jesus. And I am right now probably one of the stonedest guys I've ever been, okay? This is like as stoned, yes, that's the new superlative, stonedest, okay, I've ever been. And I got down there, and even stoned as I was, okay, I could barely comprehend. Like, my whole body felt like it'd been asleep. Like, you ever, like, stand up after you've been on the toilet too long, all right, and your legs are asleep, okay? I felt that from the neck down, okay? I'm like, and even though I'm that stoned, I'm hearing my wife in my head. If your dishes can go in the sink, they can go in the dishwasher. All right, she's not even there. And I'm like, yes, ma'am, yes, ma'am, yes, ma'am, yes, ma'am, yes, ma'am. I put my dishes away. I put the bong back up. I go turn on the TV, and Charles Barkley's doing commentary. And Charles Barkley kind of freaks me out when I'm high, okay? Like, I love the way he talks, but it's hypnotic and mesmerizing while disturbing a little bit at the same time and scary. It's like, Keter winning the championship is penetration. You gotta have penetration when you want to win a championship. That's what he's doing right now. You see Dirk Nowitzki, he's driving the lane, getting deep penetration. That's what he's doing right now, getting that penetration. That's what's happening right now. That's Keter winning the championship, getting that penetration, easy points in the paint. All right? Now, in my head, I'm hearing, Keter winning the championship is penetration. When you get the championship. Like, I don't know whether to turn it off or up, okay? I didn't know. And that's when the door flies open, and my wife is standing there going, oh, my God, Kelly's dog just had a heart attack. All right? And I'm like, no! And she's like, watch these kids. Oh, my God, are you stoned? Like a gravel road, bitch. Like a gravel road. And my wife... pissed. She's like, well, get it together, fat ass, and slam the door. Now, this is the first time I've ever been high anywhere near my kids, and this is freaking me out, man. I'm looking down these two beautiful angels, and I'm like, oh, no. And I figured that the best defense is a good offense, so I'm like, okay, babies, what do y'all want to do? And my daughter April is a little bit of a TV junkie, so she's like, Daddy, it might be nice if we watch some cartoons or something. I don't know. And I'm like, oh, you're such a smart baby. I was thinking about watching cartoons. You're so smart. You're a good baby. All right, go, you babies, go sit on the couch, okay? And they have their little nest where they got their soft blankets and their toys and everything, and they're both up there. And I'm like, which one do you want to watch, baby? And she goes, Dora the Explorer, Daddy. August, is that cool with you? F it. All right, Dora it is. So I turn it on for him, and I have to catch a snap, okay? There's nothing I can do. I can't unring the bell, okay? I can't unstone myself. I want to desperately, but I just simply can't, okay? I'd love to. That would be great. I would pay any amount of money not to be high right now, okay? But then the next thing I figure is, well, I can't go to sleep, okay? If I fall asleep, my Lilliputians will have me tied up like Gulliver in 5 minutes. All right, so I go to make a coffee machine. That's all I got. We just redid our house, and that's all I got that's mine, okay, is the coffee maker, okay? It's a in-the-wall coffee machine. It's awesome. It makes all my coffee, and the reason I got it was I had a panic attack at a coffee shop, a very famous coffee brand, and I flipped out, okay, because the guy making my coffee is a dirty white person, okay, and dirty white people gross me out more than anything else in the world. I hate dirty white people. They just dreadlocks, okay, but AIDS-y dreadlocks, like one's big and one's little, okay, all right. And I could smell his funk over the coffee. Okay, so we're like 6 feet away. I could smell his funky ass, okay, with all these hemp necklaces. And I think he's got a choker up here, but it's a ring of dirt, a black beads, like little white trace babies get, okay? All right, just a funky ass white dude. Ooh, so gross, those white people. Ugh. How come white people with dreadlocks smell like coupons and ass, and black people with dreadlocks smell effervescent and lovely? Why is that? That's a good ass question. And I'm like, is this kid allergic to soap? Because this ain't no Tom's of Maine soap you need, Playboy. Get that funk off your ass. You need some old school Dial soap, okay? Antibacterial or something. All right, funky ass, dirty white. Right. And here's what made me have the panic attack. He's stirring my coffee, and as he's stirring it, one of his dreadlocks is hanging over my coffee like the sword of Damocles, okay? And that's when I flipped out. I'm like, ah! Get away from my coffee, you stinky, dirty white people! I hate you! I will beat your ass, and then I will wash you clean! And that's when they called the cops. And they got there really fast. Like a minute and a half, 2 minutes, cops are there. Oh God, this is an embarrassing fat moment. I'm handcuffed with two pairs of handcuffs. Okay, I'm like, seriously, fellas? Two pairs of handcuffs, really? Are y'all afraid I'm gonna run away from you real quick or something? Like I'm a fat ninja, I'm just gonna drop a smoke bomb and disappear off Sunset Boulevard, really? Really? And they asked me what happened, and I said, that dirty white guy was making my coffee, and he almost dunked his dirty ass dreadlock into my coffee. That's a $5 cup of coffee. The son's a bitch, he's gonna dunk his ass. And the black guy was like, ooh, that's nasty. I'm like, I know it's nasty. Why do you think I flipped out? The white cop was like, no, it's fine. I'm like, no, it's not. Ask this brother. He's like, yeah, it's nasty. It is. Can you take these cuffs off me? Hell yeah, I'll take your cuffs off. Don't go nowhere. Like, really, where am I going to fly to? Come on, stop. And they ended up citing them for health violations for having that stinky, dirty white guy back there, but they also gave me a writ of trespass that I can't go back to that coffee shop no more. And so I have to make my coffee at home. I can't make it. I can't go there. It was really close to my house, too. It sucks. All right? So I make myself a 4-shot espresso latte macchiato, okay? All right? It's very gay. So good. All right? And then I put tons of sugar, and I have to keep on stirring it because it's about to set up like Quikrete. Okay? All right? I keep on stirring. I'm drinking my coffee. I'm getting caffeinated. And I go back, and apparently there's 2 episodes of Dora the Explorer in every 30-minute block. I didn't know that. All right, so I'm watching the start of the next. I've never seen this show before, okay? I didn't know. And have you seen the show? If you haven't, it's about a 5-year-old little Mexican girl that's always lost, okay? And it should be called Dora the Amber Alert is what it should be called, okay? It is... This really freaked me out. I had a minor panic attack. I just thinking about dirty white guys, and I come in and watch this show, and I think the show is invented by someone who wants white people and black people to hate Mexican people. That's all I can deduce. It just don't seem to make sense. They've got this little girl walking by herself in the woods, okay? As a parent, I'm watching this going, oh my God, where's that baby's parents? Who lets the baby walk out in the goddamn woods? That baby's got a monkey with her. Jesus Christ! Get that baby away from that monkey! That monkey will eat that baby's face off! Oh my God! That's what those domesticated monkeys always do. They eat people's face off. And they go, oh, I didn't know he was a nice monkey until he ate somebody's face off. Get that baby away from that. Then I'm like, who lets their baby walk out in the middle of the goddamn woods by themselves with a monkey? Mexicans. Oh, my God. This thing just made me a racist. And I realize it's designed to make you a racist. They've got that little girl crossing a river in every episode. Come on, man.